This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And let's not forget, either, about everybody working on the Third Watch right now. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, and that goes especially for the truckers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting the job done. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, we have got Amanda Mackey, who happens to be an attorney and a conservative pundit and an advisor also to the Republican Party. Amanda, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. A busy night in paradise last night here in the area. Okay, let's do the pledge. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I've got a
point. I want to say one thing real quickly. I was on Newsmax last week, and I was asked about a speech given by a high school student for graduation in Northern Virginia. And I don't know if you've heard about this, but she said the Pledge of Allegiance. She recited it, and she said, "One nation under Allah."
I did hear that.
Yes. And I talked about it, and I talked about our country being founded on Judeo-Christian principles. I talked about how for nearly, over 50 years we've had under God in our Pledge of Allegiance. And I also talked about, it is under God. It's not under Allah. It's not under Buddha. It's not under whatever.
Charlie Brown.
And it's incredible the incoming that, I took for saying that. And MSNBC took to writing an article about it. It's amazing how intolerant they are of what is our history, what is the way that we say the Pledge of Allegiance, and that everything has to be whitewashed. This is all about the cancel culture. This is about wokeism. And how dare you tell anyone what they can or can't say. Now, if you want to do, your worshiping and whoever in private in your own world, that's fine. But to say that we're not going to say the Pledge of Allegiance using the word under God, that's not going to happen.
Well,
and
their wokeism only applies to a minority of people, thank God, because the majority of us have not fallen for that crap. And I'm telling you, this is going to blow right up in their faces.
I think so too. I think they've gone too far. I think issues like critical race theory that we've talked about, where being white is bad, and we shouldn't be taught certain subjects in school because they benefit whites. This is the kind of craziness that drive people away from politics. But we're on the right side of the issue as conservatives, and I think this is going to draw more people away from those people who are talking about critical race theory. And thank goodness we have Governor Ron DeSantis here in Florida, and in 13 other states, they have banned critical race theory or have legislation to ban critical race theory. But it is banned in Florida. The school board last week took it up in the state of Florida, and Ron DeSantis was there to lobby against it, and he succeeded. Unanimous vote by the Florida Board of Education to not teach critical race theory in our schools.
Well, the Florida Board of Education is being watched very closely, as are every one of the school boards all across the state and across the country. And this is the year, and the people know this, that they can take back control of their school districts by replacing the people at the school board level. And these school board people had better be very careful and walk on eggshells if they want to keep their seats, because there's going to be some changes.
Well, not only that, but a former Trump, I believe he was a campaign individual, he has started a PAC to help school board candidates throughout the country.
Yep.
Able to have the backing that they need. Now, typically, school board races, as you know, are nonpartisan. But now you have this opportunity where, you know, they're going after our kids' curriculum. They're going after what kids are learning, and we're going to make sure that we fight back. And now we have actual dollars to back them, which I think is an excellent thing.
Well, it is an excellent thing. And the thing of it is that when it comes to our children and our education, we have to look at where we're at and where we rank around the world as well as nationally. Our state is doing much, much better because we started to pay a lot more attention here about 10 years ago to what was going on. But the fact of the matter is, again, folks, you need to take a long look at your school boards and get this right and get these people the hell out of the school boards that are trying to preach this CRT stuff, 1619, and anything else that does not have bearings in the foundation of America.
I actually got a call last week from someone in Israel, and he said that they are trying to ban the teaching of the Holocaust, but the Holocaust never happened, because that's racist.
Well, that's ridiculous. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Amanda Mackey, a lawyer and Republican strategist, and we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, Kathy. Give them the news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I just might take it away. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And by the way, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Matter of fact, I'm going up there this afternoon to do the same thing. And it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, as well as up and down the East Coast, over into the Midwest, and way out west, as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. You can't beat the selection at Moss. They got over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles. Clean trade-ins, boy, oh boy, they are paying a premium on trade-ins right now because of that chip problem. And your vehicle, whether you know it or not, has gone up about 20% over the past couple of months or so. And you can take advantage of that, upgrade your ride right now, and have some extra money in your pocket you hadn't even thought you were going to have. So, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And while you're up there, test drive the Rogue, the hottest SUV on the planet right now. I'm telling you, it's a great vehicle. Moss Nissan, where you serve, you save. Active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal on your vehicle. Nissan locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them a captain sent you. All right, back to Amanda Mackey. And Amanda Mackey is spelled M-A-K-K-I, and her website is AmandaMackey.com, right?
Yes, and Facebook, Amanda Mackey for Congress, and my Twitter, at Amanda Mackey, Instagram, at Amanda Mackey.
All right, now let's get started here with a little something you and I were talking about on the air, or off the air, rather. I've got a paintbrush, and I got a big wall that's nothing's on it. I'm going to go over there and just paint something and see how much money I can get for it. Do you think I can get $500,000 like Hunter Biden?
Not unless your name is Hunter Biden and your father's the president.
Now, isn't that nuts? Isn't that just absolutely nuts?
It's crazy to think that here's someone who has been a thorn in his father's political side, political career, I guess you could say. He has, you know, been an embarrassment, but, you know, he has the last name Biden, and he gets away with everything. And you think that would be limited to just his political, you know, connections, but it actually extends out to even his drawings, his artwork. His artwork, people are, they say they are floored. They are shocked at how incredible his artwork is. I wonder if they would be if his last name were, you know, Mackey or anything else.
Well, so I'm not floored. I've seen the artwork, and I'm not all that impressed. I've seen better. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you who I've seen better by. Craig Gross, our Gold Star father friend.
Yeah. Well,
much better.
It show you that, you know, if Don Jr. had gotten something like this, they would be all over him. The media would be all over him, you know, mocking, criticizing, all of that. But when your last name is Biden, you can do no wrong. And in fact, you benefit. You benefit in every aspect of your life, whether it's your artwork or, you know, anything else, you're going to benefit. I mean, what qualifications did he have to sit on the board of Burisma? None. None other than his last name was Biden. Yet he brought in millions of dollars. You know, he's a self-proclaimed, you know, junkie in a sense. And look at what he's been able to do because of his last name.
Uh-huh. Now, Governor Greg Abbott down in Texas is going to be getting together with President Donald Trump. He's invited President Donald Trump, a former President Trump, to come down there and inspect the border with him. Governor Abbott yesterday said he set the high mark for what needs to be done at the border with the building of the border wall, the Remain in Mexico policy, and the Title 42 policy. And I don't know exactly when he's going to be going to Texas, but I do know he and Bill O'Reilly are on a tour right now where they're doing four cities in, Florida, four cities in Texas. They're up somewhere in the Midwest right now. I think they're up in Ohio, maybe. But it'll be interesting if he goes down on the border and Governor Abbott breaks the ground on that wall down there, because all they've got to do not to interfere with the federal right-of-way and this, that, and the other is to move that wall about 6 inches away from the federal wall that's there, and away they go, and they're just as good as can be.
Well, you know, I think Governor Abbott's taking one for the team, if you will, because Joe Biden won't do his job. In fact, Joe Biden did away with all the policies that kept our homeland safe. Just because President Trump had instituted them. So, for example, you mentioned the catch and release, the building the wall,
right,
and the Remain in Mexico policy. Year over year in March 2020, we had 3,000 unaccompanied migrant children. By 2021, year over year, we're at 19,000. Waiting to see, you know, the numbers from May. But here's what's happening. You and me, American taxpayers, we are paying $60 million a week to house unaccompanied migrant children.
Right.
And, you know, Governor Abbott, he is also, his state is also ponying up to pay, as are other border states, because they have to, because the federal government won't. Through Joe Biden, President Biden refuses to do that. Not only that, they refuse to visit the border. So what a perfect opportunity to get the former president and the current governor of the largest bordering state to go visit, because Joe Biden won't, so we will. And I think that's just a great idea. But more importantly, you know, what Governor Abbott is trying to do is not only keep the rest of us safe, but also keep the rest of us from having to pay for everything. $60 million a week is no small amount that us Americans have to pay for illegal migrants to come.
Now, Amanda, I've got to ask you a question, because last night, again, in Israel, the new government had to resort to offensive measures for the suicide, I call them suicide, but they're the balloons that are loaded with accelerants, fire balloons that come in, and they had about 20 attacks in Israel, and the Israelis responded with their Air Force and struck a couple of positions that they were aware of what they wanted to hit and why they wanted to hit them. It took, what, about 2 weeks for this to happen?
A new government was formed on Sunday. You had someone that was, took a tough stance. Bibi Netanyahu, someone who was there for a long time, and I think he's going to, run laps around, Bennett, Naftali Bennett, the new prime minister. And so, I think this just basically goes to the strength that, someone like Donald Trump, someone like Netanyahu had, and you see the reversal of this really just overnight after the change of government on Sunday.
Now, that being the case, and Biden going to Geneva to talk to Putin, what are we going to give up to Pooty Putin? You got to believe that's coming.
Absolutely. Well, when you look at the faculties of Joe Biden, and you observe the way that he is babysat, like Jill Biden, his wife, does, this is the leader of the free world, and I have no problem with his wife steering him along, but she actually has to make sure that no media ever talks to him for the fear of gas. If you've watched any of the G7 summit, he cannot even string a sentence together. He mixed up Libya and Syria not once, not twice, but three times. He kept telling Boris Johnson that he had not introduced the president of South Africa. He said that three times.
Yeah.
And everyone laughed at him, not with him. And this is the kind of thing that you have someone like him going in to meet with Putin. Putin's going to eat his lunch.
It's embarrassing.
He's going to eat our lunch. We've had cyber attacks on our food supplies. We've had cyber attacks on our energy supplies. And we have to have someone who's going to make Putin want to look over his shoulders. And that is not Joe Biden. In fact, Joe Biden did a reversal. He called him a killer, before when he was campaigning. And now he says, oh, he's a smart, nice guy, and he's a good competitor. What on earth are we dealing with?
All right. AmandaMackey.com. That's M-A-K-K-I, AmandaMackey.com. Go over there, check it out, and we will talk to you next week, and you have yourself a great day.
You too.
All right, thank you very much. And that's Amanda Mackey, everybody, M-A-K-K-I. Check her out, see what she's up to. And we'll be back. Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army, retired. When we come back, don't go nowhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Israel's military said it carried out airstrikes in the Gaza Strip early Wednesday after incendiary balloons were launched from the Palestinian territory. The two peoples had agreed to a ceasefire that ended 11 days of fighting between Israel and Hamas. A federal judge lifted the Biden administration's temporary ban on new oil and gas leases on public lands and offshore waters. In a victory for 13 states that filed the legal challenge in Louisiana, U.S. District Judge Terry Doty granted a preliminary injunction Tuesday, blocking President Biden's January 27th executive order while the litigation continues. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey signed an executive order on Tuesday mandating that public colleges and universities cannot require students to receive the COVID-19 vaccine or require students to submit proof that they received the vaccine to attend in-person classes. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is a segment, my conversation with retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, brought to you by our friends at Everglades Equipment Group. Now, remember, if you're within the sound of my voice here in the great state of Florida, there are 6 dealerships that you can go visit. Everglades Equipment Group, and you can check them out, because if you need power tools, if you need, oh gosh, I don't know, a leaf blower, maybe you need a push mower, or the old hand mower type, you know, push mower, maybe you need a riding mower, maybe you need a 60 inch deck on a little lawn tractor, or maybe you need something bigger. They got it all at Everglades Equipment Group. Check them out today. Reliable equipment, fair prices, extraordinary service. That's Everglades Equipment Group. That's fair prices and extraordinary service. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All righty. Kevin Wright, Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good to be with you.
Missed a good time last night.
I heard about it secondhand. I kind of vicariously was with you.
Yeah, some of your group was up there, and, yep, they had a good time, and they enjoyed a great meal because they can actually have a great supper while they're sitting there listening to what's going on.
Well, I'll tell you what, you must have been quite an attraction, because those folks generally spend Tuesday night engaged, not at home on the couch, but you drew them away, and they made the trip, so you're quite a draw.
Well, we talked about America, and we were trying to, you know, get the point out there to people that all is not lost. It's not a doom and gloom situation. We still run the show, and they need to understand that they've got a power. The people in America have the power. All they got to do is use it.
Well, I hope I will not be a Debbie Downer, because there are some negative things to talk about. And right up front, I know you and I have talked about things that may seem like separate issues, but they're not. There's a commonality, and that's the things that are going on strategically in the world, our ongoing withdrawal from Afghanistan,
yep.
The changing government in Israel. But I think it also relates back to Kamala Harris and her first foray into national security in Central America and Mexico, which just ended. But I'm going to start with my conclusion right up front, which is that I have concluded that we have the weakest national security team in my personal lifetime,
yep.
and I would venture to say perhaps in history, mm-hmm. American history. I think that the label that unfortunately may play out, at least for the next 4 years, is one that unbelievably is one that NBC of all networks placed upon and characterized Kamala Harris and her foray into Central America, Mexico. They called it cringeworthy.
Yeah.
Cringeworthy. And I'm afraid that it may not be totally revealed. But the meeting between Vladimir Putin and between our president, President Biden, in Switzerland, even looking ahead at what is preceding it, it appears to be cringeworthy, I'm sorry to have to say.
Yeah, I agree. And how would you like to be a fly on the wall in this meeting with Putin?
Well, it's funny that you use the term fly in the wall, because there's a fellow named Mike McCormick who wrote a book. He actually wrote two books, but his second one was specifically because he traveled for a full year with then Vice President Biden on his trips, and one of them involved a meeting with Vladimir Putin. And he devoted a whole chapter to that thing. It didn't get much media coverage, but it was cringeworthy.
Yeah.
Vladimir Putin played him like a fiddle, and he embarrassed him. And unfortunately, then Vice President Biden wasn't astute enough to know that he was being embarrassed by them. But all the media around them, to include Mike McCormick, who was a fly on the wall with him during his vice presidency, characterized the exec as that. And trust me, this is what I'm afraid of, is when this this get-together is done, Vladimir and his leadership in Russia will get together, and they will laugh, and they will say, hey, relax, gentlemen, ladies. This is playing exactly as we anticipated it would, because we are dealing with somebody that will not take us to task, that we can generally pretty much do what we want to do, even though Russia is a failing state. It's not nearly what it was, but you wouldn't know that the way it's played out, because you can play a weak hand very strongly, particularly if your opponent is only going to be putting a deuce down there and make you think that he's got four of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question, because Israel's government has only been in office, Mr. Bennett, Prime Minister, has only been in office since Sunday, and all of a sudden, last night, they launched an airstrike in retaliation for something that was done by Hamas, who turned around and launched their balloons, their incendiary balloons on Israel, which are extremely dangerous and can start major fires almost anywhere that they strike. But the fact of the matter is, Israel right away, boom, they struck right back. And I had mentioned to you, I'd heard, and I asked you about this, that Mr. Bennett was a lot more conservative and perhaps a lot more of a firebrand than Netanyahu had been. I think we just saw it.
Well, you know, the our media has made a great play about the anti-Netanyahu crowd, and so they played up Bennett as being in a fight, and this was a civil war between folks that were used to be allies between Bennett and Netanyahu. What nonsense. We should not be surprised at what Bennett has done, and we should not be surprised that Netanyahu is not going to go away. Take a look at it. When I served in Israel, it was the time when Netanyahu first became prime minister. And at that time, the two leading parties, it led to the rise of his party, the Likud, and the longer-standing party in power, the Labor Party. And at that time, they were almost had the same number of seats. It was going to fight. But there was this fair difference between the Labor Party and the Likud Party. The party that is headed in this coalition that's headed by Bennett, its distinction from the Likud Party, which, oh, by the way, still has a fourth of the seats in the Knesset and still has twice as many seats as the next ranking party right there. Trust me, Bennett owes a lot and will continue to owe a lot to the backing of the Likuds and all that, despite the fact that he's got a very perilous coalition that he's put together. But nobody should be surprised. Anybody that's done the work and has seen what Bennett was and what his party and what his group does to do that, unfortunately, some of the folks that formed together to form the coalition and form the party are totally 180 degrees out from the actions he's taken the last couple of days. So what this will have to say about the ability to hold this coalition together, and it's also why Netanyahu came right out and rightfully says, hey, I'm not going away. The Likud is not going away. And why I wouldn't be surprised, and even NBC says they wouldn't be surprised, don't write him off. You may see yet another return after 12 years, and then he went away for about 5 or 6 years when he was prime minister when I was there, to Netanyahu. Particularly, he's able to resolve. Now he's free to resolve some of his some of the charges that are against him right there. But he's not going away, and not certainly not anytime soon.
Well, I think we will see him come back again. I just think he'll resurrect himself. By the way, moving along to Afghanistan, we're a little bit more than 50% withdrawn out of Afghanistan. The United States is trying to work out a deal right now with Turkey to get them to take over the security of the Bagram Airport, which they believe is going to be overrun by the Taliban if the Turkish troops aren't in there to do that.
Yeah, well, that points out a number of things. One, we have a national security team that believes that the greatest global security threat is global warming. We have a national security team that believes that the greatest domestic threat is white supremacists. So why should we be surprised that our current administration's forays on the national security front in Central America and in Mexico and Afghanistan, and notwithstanding Biden's call to Bennett to congratulate him, it quite clearly that there's a misunderstanding about America's place in the world, and even the things that guided American foreign policy for the last 50 years, and that they survived, whether it was a Democrat or Republican in office, and even through the Obama years, they survived. It is threatened now because we have a national security team that is cringeworthy, that unfortunately does not understand those common threads that have driven U.S. national security on time.
Okay, Colonel, time is up. We'll talk to you next week. In the meantime, have yourself a great day. Thank you very much. Okay, Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel, retired Kevin Wright, Manatee. Check him out. He's on Facebook. And we're coming back with Brandon Ryan's, the consumer quarterback. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, this portion of the program, a conversation with Brandon Ryan, the consumer quarterback, is brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Now, remember, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all of their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, unlike the big box stores that aren't going to do it. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in a store, or give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. There you go. All right, we've got the consumer quarterback on the line, Brandon Rimes. And good morning, Mr. Consumer Quarterback, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Listen, the economy is starting to sputter a little bit, and I'm hearing that the home market kind of transferring from individuals looking to buy a home to these investment firms and companies, some of them from overseas, that are just grabbing anything they can. What's this all about?
Yeah, it's kind of like what we saw with the mortgage meltdown back in 08. The challenge is that you've got not only foreign but also domestic, like BlackRock, you know. So these big, huge hedge funds come in with their millions and billions of dollars, and they're competing with the average single-family homeowner or home purchaser, and it's causing problems in the market. And it's I don't like it because it's favoring. Yes, it's a form of capitalism, but it's also favoring those that have the biggest amount of money in the cash. I'm for the small person, the lay person, the consumer, the husband, wife that are buying a home with their family, and it's pushing those people out, and then these big hedge funds are buying them. Sometimes they'll fix them up and make them a little bit nicer, but then they're renting them back and increasing the rents on people, and that's, we don't like that. We don't want that.
Well, I remember, I think it was maybe about 10 years ago, there was a glut of homes that suddenly came out. FHA mortgages were, the homes were repossessed, and they kind of sat there for a while. You remember that?
Yes. Yes.
Is this what we're headed for again?
Well, I doubt it here. You know, I think locally, any kind of inventory that comes out is going to be taken up very quickly, just because we have unprecedented movement. And I heard a great term to define it. It is refugees, like refugees, but refugees. These people are fleeing blue states in record numbers, and they're coming down to red states and the states that are ran as a free state. So I don't think that's going to happen in Florida, especially in Tampa Bay, because there's still such a lack of inventory. We're at record lows of inventory, and the absorption rate is the highest I've ever seen it.
Now, we have some people that are about to make a lot of money in the government. One of them is the Secretary of the Department of Energy, the former governor of Michigan. I believe her name is Grantham. And she's got money in the electric car market. And General Motors is about ready to boost the spending on electric vehicles by some 30%, adding two new battery plants in the United States, which is going to cause her stock, Nancy Pelosi's stock, to go out of sight, because Pelosi's another one that, with insider trading information, bought a lot of stock in these electronic companies or battery companies or whatever.
Yeah, I heard that. I think it was also Tesla that she bought into.
Correct.
So that trend's going to be there. And also, you know, the trend for homes is traditionally you'd hear about the generators. You know, you crank them up, they start up. But I think that's moving towards more of a battery backup system for homes, instead of having to put this big, elaborate electronic machine on the outside of your home. A lot of people are opting for the battery system, because then that's still going to hold a certain amount of energy that can get you through. Normally, if it's an outage, it's only going to be a temporary short-term outage, not long-term.
Yeah, and it's actually cheaper.
Exactly. It's more cost-effective as well, absolutely.
And, of course, you know, we've got, of all things, Texas. Remember the power shortages they had in Texas?
Yes.
Well, they're facing them again, and we do have some weather bearing down on the southern part of Texas and maybe the central part of the Gulf here over the next few days, possibly over the weekend. It's pretty much going to be a rainmaker, but still, you got to think about all this, you know, the grid, the electric grid, and then I haven't even talked about hacking. I mean, that's something else. We know that we're susceptible to hackers, because it's happened already.
Yeah, exactly. Even here in Oldsmar, we had that hacking that happened to the water plant.
Of all things.
Yeah, so it's we've got to really be careful about that and shore up our infrastructure plans. And, you know, that's something hopefully the state and federal governments, even local governments, are, you know, taking seriously.
Well, tell us what it is. And by the way, the cruise ship industry, I'm being told people are a little bit reluctant to just jump on a cruise ship and go cruising again. Why would somebody want to do that right away? Why wouldn't they want to just let it see what happens after 2 or 3 weeks of doing it on their own?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I had a good time on the cruises I went on, but with what happened last year, yeah, it would be something to wait and see. It's my strategy. Would be my strategy on that.
Yeah, because Royal Caribbean is apparently still saying that vaccines will be mandated on all their cruises except for Florida.
Oh, wow. wow, interesting. Okay. Well, that's good. We've got a great governor that's putting it out there like, hey, this is not going to happen in our state.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do we expect to see when it comes to these used car vehicles and whatnot? I'm starting to see a glut of new vehicles suddenly aren't selling, and the used car vehicles, people are either fixing up their vehicles and whatnot. When somebody has a problem, and this will be the last question I ask you, when somebody has a problem, they call, obviously, the Consumer Bureau to get it rectified if they have a problem with a mechanic?
Yes, I believe that's that there's going to be resources for them. I know my mom actually had to lemon law a Saab that she had back in the day. So if you have those types of issues, there are rules and systems that you can follow to have that taken care of. But yeah, absolutely, man. That's an interesting market. Also, the used car market is used cars are a lot more expensive than they used to be, and worth a lot more if you got to trade.
By the way, eBay has announced that they are banning the sales of adult-only items.
What? Interesting.
About time. About time. I'll tell you, the kids could go on there and buy that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Tell us how to get a hold of you, and your show is heard, Monday through Thursday on my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer. And you're also heard on the weekends on AM 930 and AM 860. So how can we get a hold of you?
Yeah, reach out. We'd love to talk to you if you have any questions about real estate or 80 different categories with our show, the Consumer Quarterback Show. 813-750-0550 is our hotline. You can call or text 813-750-0550. And consumerqb.com is our website for the Consumer Quarterback Show, consumerqb.com. And we appreciate you, Captain.
All right, we will talk to you next week. Have a great day.
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
All right, that's Brandon Rimes, the Consumer Quarterback, consumerqb.com. Now, going back to last night at the Tampa Bay Trump Club, we had a tremendous get-together, a lot of enthusiasm. The conversation, of course, was about America, was about lighting a fire under people, was about what we can do. You know, the people, the doom and gloomers out there, I'm the wrong guy to do the doom and gloom stuff with, because get the hell out of the way. That's my theory. Lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way, because we got so much that we can do if we just stick together and go for the gusto here. And we, the people, control our own destiny. Not Joe Biden, not Kamala Harris, not the Democratic Party, not even the Republican Party. We, the people, control our own destiny. And good morning, George, your godfather. Yep, it was great seeing you last night, too, my friend. And you take care. And I'll see you maybe along the road somewhere. Who knows? All right. I'll be back tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to be out and about today. I'm going to put some synthetic oil in my car to see if it gets better gas mileage. Not that it isn't, but we'll see. Okay. Have a great day. Enjoy the weather. Watch the tropics. And I'll see you tonight. God bless.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.